if we continue to see the type of actions outside the 200-mile limit that we've seen particularly in the last 3 or 4 years, but historically over the past 20 years, then there can be little hope of a recovery of groundfish stocks on the southern Grand Banks in particular. And if there is no recovery of groundfish stocks on the Grand Banks, then there can be no recovery, there can be no go-forward plan for many of the communities on the south coast, and with the loss of crab, many of the communities on the northeast coast that have traditionally depended on the groundfish fishery and recently on the shellfish fishery. Now those are the implications for our province. The implications of the loss of 21,000 tons of reproductive capacity on the Grand Banks in groundfish it pales in comparison to the very minuscule amount of harvest that we see inside the 200-mile limit on groundfish in a legal and regulated fishery.